Hello, Shelley.
Hello. I thought I wasn't gonna make it today, but
Oh, I've seen you in the TC already, so.
my husband's having surgery right now, so
Oh.
yeah, just like it's an outpatient thing. It's not major, so probably.
Yeah, you told us.
Yeah,
Good luck.
probably. I'm just here to lurk right now.
You hear an alert?
Lurk.
Ah.
Yeah, not necessarily participate.
Okay. Hello, Josh. Hello, Florian.
Hello.
Jason cannot attend. It's quite unfortunate. We wanted to discuss the BoofCon possible presentation topics. I thought Jason would certainly have an idea, and we should have him in that discussion. So maybe. I have heard that the deadline has been extended till April 15, so we don't have to do that today. Marat, I think that's someone from the Bavarian
Ah, yes,
network.
Marat is here. So just today he managed to
Hi,
get the
everyone.
first
Hello.
Eureka prototype thing installed. So that's why I know suggested that he it might be valuable for him to attend these sessions as well. Either
Yeah,
if he
sure.
has problems himself or like anything else is discussed that might be relevant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you don't have to turn on your camera. Hey, welcome, Marat.
Thank you
Good
very
to
much.
have you here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No. What was this? Success message. He installed a prototype of
Yeah, so
what?
or he rather has been working on getting all the infrastructure stuff installed in a way that, in cases where it's possible, already represents like somewhat of a state where we could use this in production. There are still quite a few issues we have to fix after that. The first benchmark was not to actually. Like have all the infrastructure things installed, have all the like applications posted correctly, entitle a tenant, and then have a front end actually working, including all of the dependencies we need. And I mean, if we want to discuss in detail at some point the things Marat found that are definitely not okay yet for like productive use that might be valuable at some point, but like I said, just today was the first like front end build that can connect to Eureka. Yeah.
The first front end build that can connect to Eureka.
Yeah, so that you can actually
Because
log
that
in.
means you already have a back end.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it was just the first benchmark. Have an
Just.
actual Stripes where you can log in, and we are
Yeah,
at that point.
I'd be curious to know what you think is not okay for going to
Okay.
production because we're going to production this Saturday.
Oh,
God. best of luck. And thank you, Shelley. Your guides helped a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
So,
do you want to report on this? I have also my issues. I want to show you my issues later, but we can Start with
But
your
maybe you
reports.
can start with yours because
Okay.
I haven't put my thoughts together
Okay.
yet. I
Yeah.
have some
Sorry.
notes that in the meantime on the side I can put
Yeah,
together.
sorry, I put Marat on the spot. So it's just like that came to mind from our discussions. There were still some open things in our environment that might be helpful to know for you to. Maybe it's not relevant in your environment at all, but it might make sense to discuss them if possible. Yeah, but we have not prepared anything. So Marat, if you can gather your thoughts, we can do that, but otherwise, yeah.
No
Okay, we
worries, I
have
do have a
Magnus.
list.
Okay.
Sorry, go on.
Maybe we should make a short introduction since we have a new member.
I'm not new, but I maybe changed my
But
name.
Marat is new. He doesn't know us, so maybe two sentences. I'm Ingolf Kuss from HBZ, North Rhine-Westphalian Library Service Center or so. And yeah, what? I've been a long time convener for this group, but my deployment in Eureka is not production ready, and yeah, doing that on my own with three servers. So you will see. Maybe who wants to be the next? Maybe Magnus, you're out on
Yes,
a walk.
I'm going home.
Oh.
I'm called Minus. I'm a system administrator at Linköping University in Sweden. We are upgrading to Ramsons in a month. And we have run Folio since 5 releases ago, I think.
Yeah, five releases. Okay. Okay, Josh, maybe you.
Yeah, hi, Josh Groban from Stanford University, systems programmer.
Okay.
I'm Shelley. I work with Josh at Stanford University. We've been hosting Folio on Kubernetes since 2023 is when we went. And like I said, we're gonna be going to Eureka Sunflower this Saturday. So,
Wow.
yeah.
Fingers crossed.
But you're going too, so you have everything ready. You have
It's all
a
ready.
production, and you just need to turn the switch over.
No,
No,
I mean
no.
we gotta upgrade still, like our prod stuff, but we got kind of like the pre-install stuff done. Now that all that's left is like, bring down a copy, uninstall modules, put new ones out, entitle.
What about the
So
data
that's the next step.
migration? Your
What?
tenants data. Where are your tenants data? It's in the
It's
Okapi
in the
database. Do we use the
database.
same database? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the module data should be the same in most cases. The one thing I'm really curious about is like the entitlement permission stuff. What
I
kind of
think there's a
migrations are
migration
necessary here?
path for
Because
that, right? I think there's a migration path for it. I haven't tried it, but I'm sure Shelly and Josh have.
Have you run into any issues with that, or
Are you talking about the roles migration? So, mod roles keycloak provides an API endpoint to migrate permissions to roles and capabilities.
Okay.
And when we first ran it, we didn't like it. And I think at the time when we first ran it, we were not aware of the Folio user permission mapper Python tool. But now there's this Folio user permission mapper Python tool. And in one of the early adopters meetings, Craig McNally said that both of those, they designed them both to be run at the same time. So you would use the mod roles keycloak API migrations endpoint, and then you would use the Python tool to there at the end there's like some cleanup of the stuff that the modules key cloak creates. It creates a bunch of roles that don't have display names that are friendly. They're UUIDs, the display names, and then I don't know. There's so we decided just to run the Python tool because it worked pretty well. And it worked well because we created permission sets in our system that are based around functional roles already. Like when we first migrated to Folio, we were like, had a group and decided how we're going to do these permissions. And so we have like permission sets that are kind of like based around functional roles in the library. So those kind of like mapped really nicely to roles in Eureka already for us. One of the issues though that I think is not, I put it in the Folio Eureka support channel. I don't really like what they decided there, but in a copy-based environment, if you have the permission to assign users permissions, you end up getting the capabilities to create roles and edit roles, which I think is a little bit different because in Eureka, you have the ability to create roles and edit roles, but then there's also the capability to assign users to roles, which is in a separate capability set from the whole like UI authorization roles thing. We after we migrate, we're going to have to take away some stuff from people so that they don't have more things than they should. But and then the other issue is that the authorization roles and authorization policies is not fully implemented with the Stripes UI. So like if you go as an administrative user that has all capabilities, you log in via Stripes and you try to create an authorization policy, nothing happens in the back end. It's broken. There's no connection between the two. You do have permissions to do a post, you know, if you wanted to do a curl and create an authorization policy. But Craig said that that stuff is kind of like not fully implemented in Sunflower. So there is some, and going back and testing like the capability sets and trying to figure out like what is the right thing for allowing people to view capabilities but not edit and delete and create roles and things like that. It didn't seem to, I got confounding results. So I think it's just kind of buggy there. Maybe they fixed it in CSP 5 for Sunflower. We're going to
So
go
you
with CSP 4.
ah okay yep
Because that's what we've had a successful, smooth entitlement on our stage environment with. And
okay
then shortly after, we're going to try to go to CSP 5, I think, because of some metadata thing that is broken in CSP 4. But yeah, that's my report.
Yeah, awesome. So that's the main thing that was on my mind, but I've obviously not, so we are far from testing migrations, I think. Well, maybe not too far, but we have not talked about it yet. Were there any other data migrations needed apart from roles? No, right? Just
The users,
yeah.
you have to migrate your users. So mod users key cloak has an endpoint for migrating your users. And it takes all the users that have permissions in Okapi, and then it puts them in key cloak. It creates a user records in key cloak, but also in the Folio database, some stuff. We didn't run into any issues around that.
You can run
Any?
that just in parallel ahead of time.
Yes. So
Yes.
you
So.
run the you, you migrate the users first, and then you migrate your roles, and it's spelled out in the that example wiki page, the wiki page of
Okay.
example will copy to Eureka migration. I should say that you have to recreate the credentials for users that log in with a username and password.
Can you post the wiki page? I haven't occupied myself with the migration at all.
Yeah, let me try to find it. I just searched the wiki for example, oh, copy something there. This is the wiki page. So it's like phase 7 perform users migration, perform roles migration.
Okay.
There's also some stuff in here. I'm not sure if it's linked up correctly or linked from the pages, but there's also this configuring RTR for Eureka.
Interesting. I only occupied myself with the point Kubernetes example deployment. But this
Oh,
is,
really?
yeah. But this is parallel to this. There's also a point migration to Eureka. What's the difference to example of Okapi to Eureka migration?
I think the difference is that you have this phase 7 here with users migration and roles
Okay.
migration.
Okay, so yeah.
Oh, and then another difference is that you're already starting with an Okapi-based deployment, so you have to get rid of everything. And they do say, if you scroll up a bit or scroll through this page, they do say to make sure you're not running mod login, mod login SAML, mod auth token, and Okapi modules. So, because they don't exist anymore. I mean, they're not used anymore in Eureka. There's also an SSO configuration page. There, I put in the chat SSO configuration. Yeah, so we have our users, they log in with SSO, but we do have users that have a username and password. So part of our upgrade after we, move the users over, we're just going to recreate their passwords. You could recreate it in the settings developer. Password, you know what I'm talking about in Stripes, that, or you could just go to KeyCloak and create them there too. I think KeyCloak at this point is the source of truth for user passwords and things like that,
Okay.
user credentials. Josh, do you have anything else to add?
Nope.
Okay. Actually, we were still in the introduction. So, Marat, if you want to say a few words to your person, you don't have to, but I give you the
Oh, absolutely fine.
opportunity.
Thank you. Yes, thanks. Yeah, Marat, I started working at LRZ together with Florian Q4 of last year. So I'm pretty new to Folio, but I've worked a lot with cloud technologies and Kubernetes in particular. So
Okay.
that's why I jumped in and helped with the Kubernetes stuff right away. And yeah, hopefully we'll soon also be on the path to migration to Eureka. Don't want to jinx it though.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank
that's
you.
it.
Okay, I have made some progress with my installation. To recall, I was not able to do the entitlement. I'm still not able to, but I found one error, namely in the discovery file. It's called discovery. You have to create it yourself. You have all the modules, the module IDs, the module versions, and you have to create, I think it's called a URL and a location or something. I can show you. And
I have a script for that if you want. You can use the application discovery, extract the information you need, and add the URL to it, or rather, location.
yeah, you can share. I have my own script, but
Oh, no, if you have a script, I'll just show you later on what I did, and then you can adopt
let me
yours.
open a new Git bash. Anyway, in the URL you have to add the version number, and this I didn't do. So I have organized like this, and I want to entitle a platform minimal 2030. So, and it was like this minus 301. This was missing, and then therefore, I have gotten the messages cannot connect to HTTP. This is a bad example. Not let's take a not a login model, a regular model. Cannot connect to HTTP mod settings because it's called HTTP mod setting 120.
Oh, yeah, so it's a different
Sascha
problem.
Dietrich told me this. You have to be able to log into your port and do a ping or curl to this address. It has to exist. I can show you if you don't mind. I find it. So you go to some port and some regular module, mod users to execute. I think this does not have curl. This is just a then you have to try with wget. And it doesn't work. Actually, I don't understand why.
Shouldn't there be a port number at the end?
Oh, yes, you're right. This one? Yeah, connecting.
But you also should make
Well.
sure that that address is actually the name of the service that you have running in your cluster.
Yes.
I mention that because you have hyphens between the version number. See, your
Yeah.
ID is mod settings dash 1.2.0.
Yeah, that's
And I
correct.
think the name would be mod
I don't
settings
know
dash
what.
1.2.0 port 8082.
I mean,
The
I'm
name.
also using the same version in
What do you mean,
Steam.
the name?
Can you take a look at your services and see if you have such a
No.
service? Maybe the
No, I
service
don't
that you
understand this
register.
anymore. Yes, we will do this.
Yeah, on the
Because
left.
this had worked. If I look for mod settings in my namespace, then I have a service. And
Okay,
it's
your
called mod
name is
settings.
there.
Yeah, it should be there. So it should be. Oh, that's nicht.
Okay, so I guess we're just wanting to confirm that the name of the service is what you write out there in
Oh, yeah.
your script.
So I think this works, but there's a. What's the address? Oh, I have to go back to some port. Anyway, if we don't have to get in more detail because that's. Why does all this not work? I don't know what's going on.
Port number.
Different port number. 8082. I don't know. This has worked. I don't know.
Yeah, but
That's good.
it's
It works.
registering internal server error. So that means the server is there. It's just not
Oh, you mean that means it
giving.
worked?
Yes, if you look at
Connecting?
the mod settings pod in the
Oh.
logs, you should see why it registered the error.
How can I scroll? I don't know. This doesn't show me the whole screen, you know? So, but I don't know how to. Let's go to my current error. Just for a side remark, I installed another Kubernetes cluster for some other project, NotFolio, and I wanted to install the Kubernetes dashboard, and believe it or not, it doesn't exist anymore. You cannot install this anymore. And
Yes.
the new product is called Headlamp, which is qu quite nice.
I've played
So,
with Headlamp. Yeah,
you
sorry.
what?
I said I've played with
Played.
Headlamp once upon
Okay.
a time.
Yeah. Okay,
Yep.
cool.
We also have some test installations for that. I think in the most cases it has various similar features. Some buttons moved around quite a bit. You have to, some search functions work a bit different, but in the end, we probably will have to go to that, I think.
Yeah, or I thought I install Rancher UI because many of you have Rancher, including the GBV guys. But I started this and it found it's too complicated because Rancher is doing everything via HTTPS. You have to create certificates and set this all up correctly. I thought it's too complicated. So I put
I
this
think
aside.
Rancher only works great if you actually bootstrapped your cluster with RKE.
Okay.
So, I mean, I might be wrong. Please don't quote me on
Yeah,
this.
no, I
But yeah.
believe that there is a, I mean, you can connect to a existing K3S in my case cluster, according to the documentation.
Yeah,
But
but K3S is also kind of like from the Rancher as.
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, right. Because, yeah, I have Parthus etc wrench. Yeah, okay. Thank you. I was wondering, yeah. Yeah, so it should work, but again, a third time I found this too complicated. So at the moment, I have the following error. Maybe I just show you. Failed to perform post-tenant call. Could not create admin. What does this mean? Illegal state exception. What kind of admin?
Well, it says
And.
value 400. Do post
Yeah,
call
what is this?
parameter.
400 is just a.
Maybe it's the request was bad.
Yeah, bad request. Yeah, bad request. So I wanted to ask another question because I find doing the entitlement, it scales up three of my containers. I have the pod auto scaling on, namely those ones, which is not so surprising because they are heavily involved. And what uses key cloud, and it says
So,
reason CPU resource utilization above target. So what I wanted to ask you is how have you set your
we don't, okay. I would highly recommend turning that off while you're entitling. We are only deploying one of everything for this process for the entitlement. And then after, we're going to scale up our stuff to what it should be. Like, two, we're gonna do two, but we don't have horizontal pod auto scaling. Yeah, we've never configured
Yeah,
that, and we
but why
never.
should that be bad, Shelley? I mean, it says it has not enough memory, and it does a second container and a third container, and it still does not work. So my con
So
suspicion is it's not a enough memory. So what can I ask you? What are your limits here? This is a.
It,
But in
it's
such
all
cases, it is a ski
in
cloak.
that in our repo. And I also have a
Ah.
spreadsheet. Let
But
me hold
Ingolf,
on a minute.
just like a general point on that, if you have multiple containers of the same applications which the workload gets distributed around on, this just complicates all kinds of problems. It's just like maybe one request goes to
This
one.
I don't understand. I thought the whole point to do this on a Kubernetes cluster is that you have the horizontal scaling.
If everything works right, yes. But if you're still in the troubleshooting stage and have not done that with one container, it's a bad idea to first scale up and then troubleshoot. It's not the right way. The better way to like for first testing is simply increase the request for a single pod so that doesn't crash. So if you have like one pod which runs into out of memory issues in
Okay, this I
simple
can
stuff like
understand.
entitlement, they need more resources. So each one of them needs more resources to do their task. If in the end then you have like a giant instance with lots of users in parallel using this, then the horizontal autoscaling might start to make sense, but not in the initial troubleshooting phase. It's just like it makes things just more. It's just another error source. Just
And to complete this, if you enable horizontal pod autoscaling, you have to be really sure that your pod is up and running before the service connects to the pod. So if your readiness probes are not configured correctly, then autoscaling may break everything because it starts up a pod and the pod is not ready, but requests go to the not ready pod.
So
That's also a problem. Before using this, you have to test everything if
sorry to
everything
interrupt, but I
works.
think he got disconnected.
You should be here to actually hear our points, Otherwise, they don't make sense. But I think two people got disconnected, right? Or is Josh? Ah, no, Josh just
No,
left.
Josh had to leave. Okay,
Then,
I'm putting a spreadsheet that I let me share my screen. Share button. Okay. I don't know if it's too small. I put this in the SysOps management sig drive. This is for I don't, let me give you the link. I don't know if how many people have access to this. Where's my chat? Okay, so I got from this wiki page. This was pointed out to me from somebody in the performance testing group, because I was asking about like what the heck like what do you, because we needed to ask for more RAM in our cluster in order to deploy Eureka. And so I copied this thing here that has all the modules and their resourcing stuff, and I put it in a spreadsheet, and then I like tailored it to sorry, I just copied this, and so it's kind of like off. Let me do a freeze the top row. So
hello.
this is what, hi, sorry, I'm showing this because you are asking about what do you have for your memory and stuff. And so
Oh, thank you.
there's
Great.
at the bottom of this, I put this in the SysOps sig drive.
Oh, cool.
And I got it from this wiki page. And this, and I wanted to calculate because we had to increase the amount of memory and in order to deploy Eureka and have a good headroom for stuff. And so at the bottom of the wiki page, there's a whole bunch of stuff listed. I tailored it down to what we are actually deploying, so we don't have all the edge modules. And I kind of ignored some of this columns that I brought over and just concentrated on this column and this column. And I guess, all the sidecars, they're going to have the same. I don't know. I didn't. We all have them all set to the same thing. I don't know why it says NA here. So this is meant to be like we're running two of these. We're only running one Kong. Yeah, we're only gonna run one Kong. So if, I'm gonna update that. So this column just multiplies this one by that one. So these are the memory hard limit. So I guess the resources limit, and this is the resources request that we're doing for each. And why did I have this highlighted? I think because
Because I
in
asked
their
for this.
spreadsheet, they didn't have anything. They didn't have mod logging key cloak. I was like, why is that not there? Anyways, end of story is like we asked for 290 gigabytes of RAM for our namespace in order to deploy Eureka. And then like this is kind of the stuff that
Oh, really?
infrastructure stuff that we have
290.
running in the same namespace. Yeah, so I'll put a copy of this the link to it in
Ah, thank
chat.
you. I think you
So
showed 1,000.
you could look at that.
I actually have 1,042, 24 and 512. But that's just memory. What did you put for CPU? I think the problem was CPU. I have 100 M just for
That would be
the
too
implicitly
low.
of this. This means 100 milli, isn't it? So 0.1, correct? 0.1. If it says CPU, 100 M.
Yes, that's
Yeah.
correct.
So it's
And I would
virtually
say that's
nothing.
too low.
Yeah. But this is the limit which I have. And Shelley, did you show this? Do you have it in your sheet?
No, I didn't mess with the CPU column because we already got that squared away. But we do, this
But what
link
do you have
here.
there? Then you have 150 like the default or what?
This
Listen.
is what we use as a default for all of our modules. And
Okay.
some of this is, so this value, sorry if it's too small. This is what we do for all of our modules. Like that's the baseline. And then we have
Okay. Thank
some
you.
where we might have different. So like for mod bulk operations, we are giving it a lot more.
Oh,
Wait, this doesn't look right.
wow.
That doesn't look right at all.
Limits is higher, isn't it? So you had to
But
request 150 and limits 200. What was the default? Can you show it
it
again?
the default we put under common here.
Yeah, limits 200. Okay, cool. Yeah, I have to double that.
And some of them
That's
we've lowered, and some of them we've increased a lot. So.
And for the sidecars, they have their own
Oh yeah.
limits. What did resources? What did you put?
I think it's the same. For the sidecars, let me share again.
I just have 25 and 75 CPU. Okay,
Thank
sidecar
you.
resources limits 150. Yeah, that's a double value than I have. Okay, and 100.
And like
Okay,
when
thank
if
you.
you're doing horizontal pod auto scaling, what when these modules come up, they use a lot like when they first start up. So it's you're really like throwing in more complication than you need to, I think. That's my thought.
I've done this for a lot of modules. I have to redeploy all. I don't know if I want to go through this.
Why do you set your CPU limits so low? Do you have problems with CPU, or do you have
Who?
you or both? Because
Wait, what was the question?
I
The
don't know.
CPU
This is
limits are
as
really
probably either
low.
it's a default or I never cared about this to increase
Yeah,
them.
maybe for CPU limits, the problem is if you limit them, then the modules get slow. So, but
Yeah,
they,
but you have to have enough resources. I don't have enough resources on my. Maybe we can talk about this if I have enough resources for this. Maybe we can.
Can you look at the
Yeah,
resources you?
sure. No, I mean for this. I think it's under notes in this here. I mean, I have a 4 CPU. Oh, it's crashed here. Sorry. I have 3 nodes and they have 40 gigabyte RAM each, so that's 120, and I have 4 CPU each, so this is 12. And since Shelly already said she has 200 something, so I can never match that. So and at the moment it's like this. This is what I've said, it has 4 CPU per core. And it has a limit, it's around 4, here 6 to 6 1. And but this is reserve limits. I think these limits are never reached, so it should be fine. I still think it should be fine. These limits are never reached. This is what I have reserved. Don't know what's the English for this. And
Reserved.
but is it called reserved in Eureka? Okay.
May I make a recommendation? Like for scheduling and for running your application in general, it's a very good idea to have requests and limits for your memory, but it's not a must to have a limit for your
CPU,
CPU. Granted, you're not using HPA, which you are. So I would go with
Not sure.
Shelly's
Horizon products.
recommendation to just not use HPA in general, because scaling out, especially for applications that run on Java, I wouldn't really recommend it because Java uses a lot of baseline resources.
What do you
So
mean HPA, high availability, or what is HPA?
Horizontal pod autoscaler. We have horizontal pod autoscaler, which scales out, meaning that it adds more replicas of your pod. And we have vertical pod autoscalers, which is actually a good recommendation for your case, which
What's the
increases the
difference?
resources of the pod that you're currently running. So instead of
Oh,
giving you
okay.
more pods, it changes your pod so that it's bigger. However, be careful if you want to use VPA, because for vertical pod autoscaler, if you're using an older version of Kubernetes, it constantly kills your pod, which is not something you want. But if you're on a newer version of Kubernetes, you don't have to worry about it because this change happens on the fly without evicting your pod. Now, with that being said, the simplest solution for you, I would say, would be to go with Shelly's suggestion and not use HPA at all, or at least for your testing purposes, because as Florian suggested, it adds more complications than being helpful. Usually, distributed systems are annoying. To put it simply. So just get rid of that and then don't even give it a CPU limit at all. That way, the
Don't
burst
give it a
during
CPU.
the startup
Do they
would
have to give it
be,
a limit here?
no,
What
you
do you
don't
mean?
have to. You can
No.
just remove the limit.
You remove the limit.
That
This is my
means you
values
could
file and
use
this
as
has
much
limits.
CPU there is on
So what do you
the
put here? Nothing like
nothing.
this
You
or
just
what?
re yeah. That's it.
Okay, interesting.
Yep. So that would mean when this comes up, okay, but how about
I
there's
mean,
one point.
if I scale this up, then I don't have enough CPU here, you know. So if you're telling me I have to comment it all out, yeah, okay.
No, but you don't have to worry about it because your pods will compete for it on their own. So not a big problem. What you need to worry about is the scheduling part, because if you don't have enough CPU in your requests, when you sum up all of your requests and add them up, and when your nodes don't have that, then you cannot schedule your pods. But as soon as your pod is scheduled, it's not like RAM that it's going to kill your process, it's just going to slow it down a bit. But by not setting a limit, basically the bursty jobs that would try to take a lot of resources from your machines would do their job if nothing else is doing
Set a limit. So you're
anything.
saying I should do
No,
it like
no,
this? No,
request has to
the
be there.
request, yeah, request
The
should be
limit
there.
needs to be moved.
So the request is just
Let's
what
see. And what happens to these figures then here? If I said request,
The request column
or
remains
is
the
it?
same, and the limit actually goes
So this
down
is request
because
or
it's
what?
not
Is it
there
viewable?
anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, but
Request.
this is what I'm saying. If Shelley tells me I have to double this, this was the 50 before, then it goes below higher than 4 here.
Yes,
So.
but when you don't specify anything, things will figure themselves out.
Yeah.
I don't specify anything, but I specify
Then you don't specify any limits. It's Kubernetes magic.
Yeah.
Don't specify limits.
So the
So
requests
what
are
do you want
only
me to do?
for
And the
placing.
memory doesn't matter or what
No,
is. You just
memory
say,
has to be
yeah.
specified.
So just say
CPU
the
limit.
limits, only the limits.
The
And for
limit for
the.
CPU, remove, please. And that
Yeah.
is if it doesn't have a default value. So you're using these in
NV2.
the Helm V2, and you're applying these locally. So you're not pointing to the repository, the Helm repository, but rather your install points to the local directory. If that's the
Yes.
case, then if you remove the limit, you're fine.
Interesting.
I mean, I
Yeah, the
hope.
yeah, okay, I will try.
The point is
It's
now, I mean, you should keep an eye on the actual nodes, so on the actual CPU load of the nodes. So if
this
they are
is
on the.
I keep this is a good question. I don't know how to keep an eye. Otherwise, if I look here, I think it was mod users key clock. First of all, what is this? What time is this? 17:21. It always shows 17:21. This is broken, you know. And then
Oh, that's your metrics thing. It's broken then.
metric thing.
Your metric server is not updating.
Yeah.
What is a metric server? Anyway, and if I go to the pod mod users key clock, it should show me here the usage, and this is always, yeah, it's always 0.006. So
Yeah,
why
because
the
it's not
hell
used.
does it scale? Yeah, but also when I look during the entitlement, I never get to see a peak here. So why is it scaling, and how many CPU does it really take? I don't know.
I mean, probably mod users key clock doesn't actually have to do much with the CPU. It's like the most you're probably waiting on here is
No,
something like networking requests. No,
I would
it
say
scales
it
up.
actually
It
does
scales up
have a
here.
load on the CPU,
It
but it's
scales up,
so
yeah.
short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what do you mean with metrics? How do I repair this? This would be helpful to see.
Did you install a metric server someday?
What is a metric server? No, I didn't install a metric server. It's probably in
Well,
the queue.
then you're going blind through all this if you don't have. If you don't have a metrics thing,
Yep.
you don't have any data to analyze to figure out,
Yeah.
oh, I need to
Yep.
bump up the resources. This is not working the way I have this deployed.
And Ingolf, you won't find it here. This will definitely be in one of the systems namespaces. So this is not part of Folio. It's like a Kubernetes metrics
Yeah,
server.
just go to all
Oh, maybe I have
namespaces.
this.
Yeah,
Yeah,
just
all
go to all namespaces.
namespaces.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Search for metrics. Metrics server. So you have a metrics server here in the
Cubes, yeah.
rancher, in the rancher namespace.
No, cube system.
Oh,
And
yeah.
what is wrong with this?
Don't know.
Can look at the logs maybe of that. I mean, if it's working, it might also be just a dashboard issue actually. But you can just look shortly in the logs if it seems to be doing something. That's the dashboard metric scraper. That's the part that should display this correctly. But this seems like correct. It does.
Could
It
it
doesn't
be
have any.
that the burst is so short that it doesn't hit the scraping interval? Because the metrics that you see are being scraped on periods of time on a specific interval. And if your burst is between that, you won't even notice it.
And the other thing is that the numbers under the graph can just be like a purely UI issue. It's possible that this doesn't actually point
Yeah,
to any.
fail to scrape node.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Fail to scrape node means
Your
to
metric server
erase.
doesn't have access to the node, so maybe you have to
What node?
reinstall
Ach, node is in server.
it.
Yeah, okay. Fail to scrape node. What does scrape mean?
Get
It just gets the
data.
data.
The easiest way would be just to use the metric server Helm chart and reinstall it.
I mean, the pod itself restarting will probably not help here, but
Reinstall a metric server. I never consciously installed a metric server. This is probably part of the dashboard stuff, or isn't it?
no, not
We installed it
necessarily. Aside along with the dashboard, but
Yeah.
it's not directly part of the dashboard.
I don't know. Why don't I just erase this and then it will reinstall?
You can definitely
Erase a
delete the
pod.
pod and see if that just fixes it, which
This
I
one?
don't think it will, but it might.
This one, no?
Yes.
Okay.
One side question, how strict are we on the timing?
Usually not very.
Depends on your. What does the other say? Yeah, we usually finish on time. Okay.
Can you maybe look at the logs again if that fixed it? Just go to the pod, to the new one. It's just it was just
Yeah.
the first pod that showed up.
Oh, no metric server. No metric server.
It broke metric storage. Interesting. Can you go to auto refresh here of the logs? Maybe it was not completely started
No.
up yet, but.
Usually it's if you click here on the bottom right.
I'm actually not
Paste.
sure how the logs are supposed to look of the metric server. That would maybe help.
Funny. Okay. How does it work? No. Maybe I can show one more thing. This is the log of a mod roles key log, and this is the last part. This comes up, and then the entitlement fails. So I expect there should be some errors here. At least there are warnings. So maybe my question, what does this mean? User already exists, okay, can be, but post to HTTP users. What is HTTP users? I thought it's called mod users
This is a
and
sidecar
version
thing.
number.
Please correct me if I'm wrong for the Stanford.
Yeah, this
Yeah.
is It's, I think this log is from the sidecar and it's trying to post to HTTP users. I've seen this before, this issue that you're having. It could be that you don't have an environment variable set for the module. Which one is this that's failing on entitlement?
Mod users key clog.
Mod users key
HTTP
cloak.
clog. So now it's oh no, that's 1 hour ago here. So should be found. Yeah, yes. This was during entitlement.
Do you have a copy URL set to localhost 8082 for mod users key cloak? Does the mod users key cloak have an environment variable, okapi underscore URL? And what is it set to?
Yes. Yes, I think I've set
Because,
this correctly, but we can look it up.
and then also you're saying system users enabled false everywhere. All variations of
Where?
system username, system
Where
user.
can I see the variables? The pods?
Click on your pod there and then what environment variables is it getting? Do you have, okay, so system user enabled false in that Java options is good. Okay, so copy URL localhost 8082.
Where do you see this?
That's
Ah,
right.
duh.
What
Okay.
else
Why is this not hidden?
is missing? I've seen this error before. It's like, what was it? It was trying to create a mod user's key cloak and it's like, ah, it already exists. Yeah.
That's probably because I have previous entitlement attempts and it has created a user and then failed after this, maybe. So
So
maybe
we
it's not in.
also we put these in all of our deployments as well. I'll put in the chat. Folio system user enabled value false, system user created false, system user enabled false. We're just like throwing that all at everything, because it's not consistent. The developers didn't, all the dev teams come up with different things apparently.
System user
But yeah, I
created.
mean, if you're entitling and you're using the same like key cloak database from something that was ex successfully entitled previously, I mean, I would, if it were me, I would have, if I was using the same database, I would have truncate all the tables in key cloak and Kong and start over.
Truncate
I
all the
wouldn't.
tables in Kingdom and Kong. What do you mean truncate the tables? Yeah, but this is
I
really, this could be because entitlement had worked. It had worked. I had worked for a different tenant for Daiko 2, I called this, and I had
okay.
an entitled snapshot version of what is it? For mod minimal da platform minimal, and then I wanted to go to the Sunflower versions, and it never worked. So yeah, this is one suspicion that I have. Since it has worked once, it never works for some other tenant or some other application. So what did you do? Can you say this again? Truncate.
No, I'm sorry. I was saying something like if you're reusing the same tenant and trying to
Ah, no, it's not
install
the same
before you reset.
tenant.
Okay.
But it's a different application. So wasn't there a problem that you cannot have
So what are
different?
you, You entitled at platform minimal, and now you're entitling what?
I entitled a platform minimal snapshot version for, and now I'm entitling it for Sunflower. So, snapshot version.
So in this same tenant, you've
Yeah.
entitled at platform minimal snapshot
This I have
version.
entitled successfully for Daikyo 2. And now this only thing I want to do, entitle this for HPZ test.
And you're entitling a different version of at platform
Yeah.
minimal in the
Yes.
same tenant.
Yes, but I have deleted all the entitlements. I have even deleted all the modules, the old version ports. So
Well, I mean, if we go back to the original error in the log, it said that the user already exists. So my suspicion is that it doesn't like the fact that you've entitled at a later
That's a different tenant,
version.
Shelley. That's the HPZ test. I didn't have an entitle for HPZ test yet. So
Okay, so this is
I don't
a
know.
different tenant that you're entitling
Yes.
Sunflower version of at
And
platform minimal.
maybe we can also log in Vault. I think everything is okay. Or on key cloak. In Vault or key cloak, maybe both. I think everything is okay. It's okay there, but let me see. Okay, see for that. Admin. It's not called admin, is it? Called key cloak? Do you know?
It's whatever you set it
Should
to. Maybe admin and secret password. It
No, the password I know.
When you do an entitlement, do you use the same UID for the user, or is it always created with a new UID?
For what user? It doesn't have a user.
Which user are you asking about, Magnus?
The error message said it tried to contact
Yeah.
mod user, and it says that this user already exists.
I think
Yeah,
it's the system
it
user.
tries to create HPZ system user. That it was a does on entitlement.
Yeah, and that user, does it have the same ID as another user already have in the system?
So if
Probably.
you, yeah, copy
Probably.
that value, what, 878. So in Keycloak, in the
Oh, can we
master
look in
realm,
Keycloak? And I have
so
an answer
HPZ.
from the, sorry to interrupt, from the, what is this? So this AI bot, and it says, so this has different realms, okay? Manage realms. So let's go into master.
The tenant that you're
And in
trying to.
master, I have a Folio backend admin client. You cannot see
Yes.
this now here, but this is Folio backend admin client. And
Yes.
then I have, but I'm not enabling master, but I enable HPZ test. And in HPZ test, it has an own realm. It has clients, but it does not have Folio backend admin client. But I am pretty sure it does not
No,
have to.
it's not supposed to.
Yeah.
Folio backend admin client is only in your master
Yeah,
Keycloak realm.
exactly. Okay, so
Which
what should I
tenant
look?
is it? Is it HPZ
HPZ, this is
test
HPZ
two?
test. HPZ test, this is a tenant, this is a realm for the tenant which I want to enable.
Okay, so click on users. Those client that client list looks accurate.
Yeah, this
So
is the HPZ system user. This is probably this ID. Oh, no, it doesn't.
after you entitle at platform minimal, the only users you have in your tenant should be the system user and mod roles Keycloak. If you click on attributes to yeah, the system user there, go back to the click on the system user, the
Oh,
attribute.
attributes.
So that user
Ah,
ID
yes, yeah, eight
is the
seven
user
eight.
ID of that user in the Folio database. Just a little tidbit there. And that's the one that is in your error log.
Yeah, because it's already there. But
Right.
do you want me to delete it? Then don't get a
I mean,
warning, then
I
it.
think it did that error appear the second time you tried to
Yeah,
entitle?
yes. Second and third
Okay.
time, and
Well, then maybe it's a red herring, but
yeah,
it's failing the whole thing.
yes. Oh, okay.
Did you manually create that mod users key cloak user here in key cloak? Go back to your list of
That's a good
users.
question, Shelley.
Because
Can
we
be.
have, did you manually create it? Because you don't have to.
A good
And you
question.
shouldn't have to for Sunflower CSP 4. After you entitle at platform minimal, you're only going to get the system user and that mod roles key cloak user. And you don't need mod users key cloak as a
So, do
key
you want
cloak
me to
user.
delete it? Can we look at the other where it worked? It has worked for Daikyo too.
Okay.
So, yeah, but it has mod users key cloak.
You might have manually created it based on faulty information that Josh and I gave But I can confirm that when we did this for stage, we looked extra special whether or not we needed to, and we didn't manually create anything in Keycloak before moving on and entitling. At platform complete.
I don't know. I don't see any wrong or missing or inconsistent data here, actually.
Yeah, I
Is it?
wouldn't mess with anything in the
No.
clients
No.
list.
Thing is, this is all fine. Yeah, then what's the
I mean,
problem? I don't know.
I would go and maybe, I don't know. The log that you have, the log
Yeah.
message says that the user already exists.
Exactly. Yeah, this is just a warning. And yeah, I just was looking at and this is what here's.
But the question is that the thing that's making the whole
Yeah,
entitlement fail
this
or
I
not?
don't know. Yeah, I can yeah, this is see this is the error of the well, no, the error of the entitlement is this value 400.
But
Message
it's
could not
saying
create
it failed to
admin. So
tweak.
what admin do you mean?
Could not
Illegal
create
state
admin.
exception. What state is illegal? What do you mean? It doesn't say. And how can I find
Well,
out what does really this error mean?
wait, where did you grab this log message
Oh,
from?
this comes on the console here, and when I do curl on the
Okay,
console.
so this is like from manager tenant
So,
entitlement.
what I was suspecting, but it's just a suspicion. It's from what? Oh, it's from mod log in key cloak. Yeah, that's from
So
mod
then
log in.
let's look at your mod logging
Yeah, let's
key
look at
cloak.
mod in key cloak.
That
Right,
was
you're
another
right.
one where
Yeah,
you thought, oh,
you're
you have
right.
to create a key cloak
So
user,
why
but
did
you
I
don't
look
have
at mod
to.
users key cloak? No, let's look at. Let's do this. By the
So
way,
do you.
it's 8 minutes after the hours. If you want to, not
Yeah.
interested in this, and you can do some other things. We meet in 2 weeks again, and then we will talk about the
I guess.
the
Yeah, review
Wolfcon.
mod logging key cloak and make sure that it also has,
I will
you
do this
know,
now.
folio system user enabled
Key
equals
log.
false, system user created false, system user enabled false.
I want to find this error message in the log, So this is what would be another question. How can I see the complete log? How can I get this into an error, an editor? So what I would do now here is I copy the name of the port. If I'm able to do this. And I go to my console here and do log minus follow. Then it's a long log and I don't know well how to find the error message. So 1532 can be. This is when I tried the entitlement. So it tells me three times the same. I don't know, four times. Can I?
Do you have three pods? This is where it becomes
Yeah, I
complicated to
have
troubleshoot because now we have to look at three
no,
log
no, it was
pods
what
log
no,
messages.
yeah, no, it was mod users key clock. with three ports for mod lock and cleecode. I'm not aware of three ports, but can be. So, okay, where is something? Why does it show me all the system variables time and time again? So this is already something very else. 1818, it's probably another day. So
Yeah,
no
that
error
it
message.
runs
So there's no
with
error
the
message.
base
Just
migration.
see, this is what I don't understand. I get the error message here.
Can you look at
Flow
the
canceled.
sidecar,
Yeah,
the
maybe
mod
from the side.
login
Yeah,
cleecode sidecar
from the
logs?
sidecar, correctly. From the sidecar. Where's the sidecar? In the
Because
service
I'm
or?
not sure when you did, I didn't quite see you did that kube control command if you're getting the which container logs you were getting.
If you click on logs
This is
here, you
the
should be able
sidecar.
to select the sidecar. So if you click on the
Ach
logs here.
so, yeah. Click on the logs here.
Yeah, just open the logs of that pod. And then you have multiple containers in that pod, and one of them is the sidecar, and you can. No, just click on the log button. That's fine. Just open the logs first, and then you
Oh.
have a drop down on the top left. Where
Yeah,
you
we
can
have this
actually,
once. I can
on
say
the
I can
top
also
left,
do
on the top left, you
on
can,
left, I think I can also do minus C sidecar also. So yeah, that's here's the 400. Yay.
We found it.
Yeah.
There's lots of 400s.
Think that would
Yeah.
be for every time it's attempting to do it.
That's getting
Or
interesting.
for multiple endpoint, actually, because
1532 is correct. Yeah. So what's
one
really
is
the
for
error here?
post slash underline slash, the other one is post slash underline slash tenant. So, yeah.
These are also info messages. What is this? It says 400 is an info message. Where's the error message? See this, I don't understand. Okay,
There
here,
you go.
warning.
Failed to load
Connection
tenant
refused.
entitlement,
Why is this
connection
only a warning?
refused. So something's wrong. Manager tenant entitlements is not up and running at this point, and it threw this error, maybe.
Maybe you're actually right because it has opened another pot of this and then.
Yeah, so those could be like, okay, it's routing traffic to this new pod that's not up. So,
It
get
can
rid
be
of
here.
your horizontal pod
It
auto-scaling.
is a lot of work,
Boost
Shelley. I
the
remember spending half
memory.
a day for redeploying or even more redeploying all this with horizontal scaling. Okay, how do we
And I
do
mean,
the.
while you're at it, you can also try to fix the probes that you have. And
Oh,
a good
yeah.
point of that, point of reference for that is
Fix the probes.
Stanford's repository. In there, you can actually check for every single module. If it's not the common one, what are the ports that should be probed?
Oh, the ports.
Yeah, because the ports are typically 8081,
What I
but
just want
not
to say, it's
always.
always.
That's the tricky part. Not all of
Oh,
them are
really?
8081,
Okay, good
but
point.
that you can either see a red light that says this is not
Okay.
ready.
Just click mix and not.
Yeah. Or you can actually check their repository because they already have a values file that overwrites the probes. So just fixes the whole thing.
Oh. So
And
Marat,
then
can you
there's
tell me what do I put here for auto scaling if I want to do what you
just
say
do false.
vertical? And
False.
then but how to do and the vertical? Okay, I'm not
Plus, if
asking.
you're going
No,
to scale
please
it
don't
out
do
to
vertical
three and
autoscaler right now.
Okay.
since you already
Sorry.
are like constrained on resources, you're just killing yourself, I think.
Okay.
And making debugging
No.
more complicated.
Yeah, I never
Like, if
thought it
you
this way,
can
but yeah,
avoid
true.
using HPAs at the start, they're very good for proxies. They're very bad for things like databases or even Java
Yeah,
Earthen
I have to
applications.
become comfortable with this. I could become comfortable with this idea of not setting limits and not scaling, you know. It somehow makes sense. And
I mean, for memory, you might have to do it because for some of the modules
Yeah,
that I
for memory.
was bringing up, I did get OOM kills.
Yeah, no, it didn't comply about complain about the memory. It's for the CPUs. Yeah, okay. Thank you. So I have some new ideas, some new work. I have to redeploy this all, basically all. But that's how it is, you know. Nothing is for free. Oh, you gonna have to go now. See you in 2 weeks, Shelley. Still there?
Playing around is the only way to learn.
Sorry. I will copy the notes. Okay, say it again. I stopped it.
The only way to learn is to try it
Oh,
out.
yeah.
And yeah,
I have
isn't
my.
it time for you to reset up your Kubernetes cluster from the start?
Never.
Yeah. Yes, please. Because you
Reset up a
have.
Kubernetes cluster. I will do this when this is a test cluster, and if it works, then I'll set up a production cluster. Before that, I set up nothing.
And after you have set up your production cluster, you should remove this cluster and restart it from bare metal.
Metal?
Because it's dirty.
I
You have
cannot
done.
get bare metal servers for my IT department.
No, but then you could delete the old cluster and start a new one. Because you
That's the
have
big
destroyed
solution,
this
Magnus.
cluster by
That's the big solution to
learning.
start all over again. And
Yeah,
then it will
it's
happen
big.
that you end up in the same error and say, oh, why did I spend 2 weeks of time? So.
I think Magnus's point is that you experimented quite a bit, and it's probably easier once you have everything in some kind of working order to just redo that. We also like tore down our first Kubernetes cluster completely.
I don't have so time for this.
I mean, in theory, if you have documented the setup right, the second installation is way faster than the first one because you know so much more.
Even if you don't have documentation, it's much fa
Yeah,
faster.
you know way more.
I don't like to work in this way.
Oh, yeah. But then you have put a stone behind you that you need to drag because you have so much old configuration that doesn't work inside your cluster.
I
And
mean,
that breaks you down.
if I'm being honest with you, the way I approach this, of course, since I'm using a cluster that is being used for other stuff, until I got here for the past 3 weeks or so, I have torn down the namespace I was working in about five times. Complete erasure and start over. And the key to it is that I have everything I do in pre-written scripts or steps in a markdown file, and I just rerun them again. The hard part is the waiting. And at this point, if I want to do everything one more time, it's going to take less than 1 hour, maybe 30 minutes. That doesn't include, of course, tearing down the cluster, but if you're
Are
using
we?
K3S, it should be also very easy and it's automatable. And one side note regarding resource usage, it turns out that I'm currently using only 86 to 87 gigabytes of memory in my namespace for the whole thing to run.
Yeah, I believe. I was also expecting that I have enough
So
memory.
if you don't have a HPA and you don't add more than one replica for your first try before going prod ready, you shouldn't worry too much about memory either. Only OOM kills, but that's typical in Folio as far as I've learned.
Yeah, I didn't. No, don't have out of memory. Yeah, okay. It's a lot of work. I don't know. versus.
You will it will make stuff easier. I also remove and restart all my computers every major version.
Yeah,
So I
restarting the computers is
no no
another
no no
thing, Magnus. It's after
no
us too, also.
I mean
Yeah.
installing operating system from scratch. But we are using not bare metal, we are using VMs, so they are a bit easier, but we have automated everything.
It's also more secure because if there is something injected on the system, and that way of injection of the CVE is already gone, by using a brand new machine, or rather a fresh installed machine, you lower the chances of that sticking around. That residual security issue is gone. So I agree with
I
your
think this
question.
system is much too complicated to reinstall it over and over again. You can do it with a
No.
simple system, but not with Folio with 74 modules plus sidecars and whatever,
Yeah.
and the whole stack with Elasticsearch and Postgres, and it's much too complicated. I don't
For
want to
me,
go
it's
through this
17
time and
bash
time again.
scripts. For me, it's 17 bash scripts. I just run them, wait, make sure everything is green, do a little bit of check,
Then we
and
have
run
to
the next
employ
one.
someone like you at HPZ.
No,
Yeah, I had all this in my idea before,
but all these steps that you're
but
taking, you can turn it into a script, so that's going to save the
yeah.
day for you.
Yeah.
But usually you sometime will have a cluster that has too much data in there, and you're not allowed to tear it down and rebuild it because they
Yeah, that's another point.
have test data or data in there. And yeah,
But I don't even
for
have
me,
the
our Folio test cluster, if we would tear it down, we had to reinstall. How many nodes do we have? 32 nodes, and we had to move. How much data are there? 50 terabyte. 50 terabyte of data.
Yeah, but we are kind of doing that in every upgrade. And I guess for us, the test cluster is not really a test cluster. For us, the dev
No.
clusters are what we
Yeah.
turned out whenever we feel like it.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, same goes, I guess, for Ingolf's case. He can simply turn it down if he likes. It's a brave move, I agree.
You could at least start by setting up just Kong and the smallest of the Folio stuff.
I think actually to reply to your suggestions, if I would do this, I would not tear the old thing down because I want to have some reference, and you know, but I have to, would set up three new machines, and that blows, that just explodes our limits here. I already have 32 servers which I have to administer. I don't want to administer more. I have to apply for them at ZID. I don't want to apply for this if I don't have to, you know. It's much too much too much, and I already have six double servers for the Folio with Okapi. That's 12. Then I have Minio 13. Then I have Proxy 15. If they want to have this whole what's the search thing called? Folio?
Elasticsearch.
No, the I don't
Open
know.
search.
I
Or
don't
do
know.
you, is it one of the Folio modules?
No. Forget it. So it's 14, and then I have the cluster 17. I don't want to have 17 servers for one client. It's much too much too much, and I don't want to always tear this down and set it all up all over again. But yeah.
One folio cluster for us is six VMs, and we tear them down and up all the time. All the test clusters are, and the lab clusters are ephemeral, so we delete them when we are done with them. And that's quite fast. Usually they live mostly less than half a year.
You delete the whole servers. You have
Yes.
everything in some repositories, Git or whatever. Yeah, I don't have this, you know. I'm not.
Oh,
I don't. I'm
no,
not so
but
organized in this way.
no, but that's what you need. You need to have everything in Git, otherwise it doesn't work. Because if you have, because what happens if you die? What happens
They
if
will
the
employ
bus?
someone like Marat, and he will set it up in 1 hour. Maybe that's the best
Yeah,
solution.
but it usually takes a bit more to learn how to interact with Folio.
Okay. I think this somehow goes over into a fun discussion. So.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's
I
time
could
to
say
eat
this. I'm
some
not doing this
dinner.
full time, but only part time, and I'm the only person who's occupied with this in my institution. But I'm not saying this. So.
But
I just take your advice. So see how much I can do with this.
it's a way of documenting the system also by having it committed to Git.
I have
Because
many
then.
things committed to Git, but not all things. I still have a, as you see, my German installation notes, you know.
Yeah. I have all my notes in Git. Together with the rest of the folio configuration. So now we have
Yeah, this is also in Git. This is in Git, so.
one document for each upgrade with the specific
Okay.
items you need for it.
We're losing people, so actually.
Yeah. Maybe it's
See you in
time.
2 weeks. Thank you
Yeah.
for the
See
advice,
you.
and I see how much I can do. It's my
Do
system at the
things.
end, so you're just
Yeah.
doing, meaning it good to me. So thank you. See you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.